Chapter 7. The heart cry of the universal gnosis. In view of what has been discussed so far, one should be able to understand why, in biblical terms, there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. For if fallen mankind returns to the old paths of salvation and again seeks life and wisdom, if mankind rediscovers life and wisdom, dialectical nature will no longer have any right to exist. So it will, after a period of rest and restoration of the Earth cosmos, disappear totally, and then the entire space of the seventh cosmic domain will once again be able to be called the Garden of the Gods in the full sense of the word. In this respect, the Gnosis is the way, the truth, and the life. So let us realize fully the tremendous importance of the values with which we are confronted in the Hermetic philosophy. The way of the Gnosis means not only your redemption, but at the same time, the redemption of the world and mankind. That is why you should consider what is said by Paul in Romans 8. Creation waits with eager longing for God's sons to be revealed, for creation was made subject to fruitlessness. And we know that up to the present, the whole of creation has been groaning in all its parts, as if in the pangs of childbirth. All of creation, and this is an axiom, depends entirely upon you and us. All of us, everyone individually and all of us together, by virtue of our being, hold the destiny of the world and mankind in our hands. That is why we dare to speak of the new Gnostic realm, because we have not only our own redemption in mind, but also realize and experience very clearly that the Gnosis exists for the world and mankind. You will therefore need to fathom very deeply the tremendous importance of the Gnosis and your relation to it, and understand that our call is not intended simply to ask you to participate in our efforts for a while. Our call conveys the heart cry of the universal Gnosis of the whole of creation to cooperate actively in the manifestation of the children of God. It stands to reason that if you respond to this call, you will begin with yourself. For how can you help a sunken human being to become a child of God if you yourself are still ploughing through the dirty gutters of dialectics? Finally, we wish once again to draw your attention to the 1/6 verse of the fourth Hermetic book, where we read that the divine will manifest itself when the cosmic all, having flowed together to form a unity, has been renewed through nature. The universal doctrine, the holy language of all times, refers to this singular activity of flowing together to form a unity in all kinds of ways. It is an activity that periodically makes itself felt very strongly. It takes place through a change in the atmosphere, the appearance of the light of Christ in the air, the manifestation of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven. The new astral field, which has spread over the new Gnostic realm, is a symptom of the coming renewal that will manifest itself in those who attune themselves entirely to its vibrations. As a result of this, the new nature will again exist in the Godhead. The new Gnostic realm is a foreshadowing of this coming magnificence. It is in this light that we should see what has happened during the past few years in the life of the spiritual school. We are thinking, for example, of the creation and consecration of new foci of the young Gnostic Brotherhood. With the aid of the universal Gnostic chain, which reveals itself in the new astral field, you can accomplish the great process of liberation, of transformation of what is unholy and mortal into what is divine and immortal, and you can thus fulfill your true calling in the service of God, the world, and mankind. The first necessity is that you tear up the garment of ignorance, the vesture of the malignity of denial. Dare to entrust yourself to the light of the Gnosis and open wide the seven chambers of your heart. Put the axe to your attitude, to life, to your blood type, and start today. If you have already started, continue this work with renewed strength and make every effort, because that is the point of your entire pupilship. We drive the sword into our own being, and in this way we rend the garment of the malignity of denial. We tear up the garment of ignorance.